This is a lecture by L. Ron Hubbard entitled Opening Procedure by Duplication. This lecture was given on the 1st of June 1954 in Phoenix, Arizona, USA. It is Phoenix Lecture number 19. This lecture is 30 minutes long. Reproduced by Golden Era Productions.
June 1st, 1954. Talked to you this morning about manifestations, variations of Procedure 30. I think you've already had a few manifestations. In running this process now, we've had a veteran Scientologist, after 15 minutes, something like that, of opening procedure by duplication, get up and walk out of the room and say he was leaving Scientology and so forth, and his auditor was not a part of this unit and who did not hear the lectures called up to find out, what do I do now? And he was told in good standard American, go out and get him, you son of a... and get him back and finish it off. Remedy of process. Now, when it comes to running a procedure, when you don't know, really, the total liability of the procedure, you can get into some interesting situations. For instance, this auditor completely missed what I was telling you yesterday, which is that you can run this procedure in such a way as to, upset a preclear. Sometimes even an auditor. It is nothing to have a preclear threaten to leave a session, but to have one actually get out of a session, that's something that would... the auditor, I guess, would have to be in a boil-off or something of the sort. Because you can always stop a man before he reaches the door. You can always tackle him around the knees or pick up a club and say, all right, get that book now. This will take any case that has hung up and is having difficulty and will blow him up through successive tones. So don't expect that a case will remain steady. Now, some auditors have the goal of an auditing session, but a good, quiet, orderly pre-clear. Never have had that goal particularly, but I scrupulously avoided techniques which merely produced an effect and didn't produce a result. But here we have a technique which produces an effect and produces a result. Because when you get through with this, somebody's communication level has been raised. When you've done this opening procedure by duplication for any length of time whatsoever, above a half an hour, you will see a change of tone in the case. Now, this change of tone may be the change of tone of the GE. The GE, you see, can change tone. The Thetan can change tone. But where we have a GE changing tone, we can then be prepared to have a little bit of a skid on this tone. I mean, we've done, let's say, opening procedure by duplication on this person. What we were doing was changing the GE's tone. We did it for 1 hour with considerable pyrotechnics. We laid off at that time and did not do it further. We did something else. Fellow seemed to be in fairly good shape, so forth. We can expect a few days later to have some semblance of all of this in view again, because the GE is in revolt, at which time he would simply do it again. This doesn't mean that a fellow slumps because he's run on this. He never returns to the same state that he was in. But the condition deteriorates slightly, which you attained by running opening procedure by duplication. if you do nothing else in the session but opening procedure by duplication. So we shouldn't consider opening procedure by duplication a finished and final thing with a case until we've done it several times. That even makes it worse, doesn't it? Here we have our poor preclear, and we have processed him for an hour and a half on opening procedure by duplication. We had him picking up a pocket comb and picking up his hat, one after the other, two dissimilar objects. And after he had done this for an hour and a half, examining minutely each one back and forth, why, he was evidently in pretty good shape. It was a horrible grind. He has emoted all over the place. We find out he's in pretty good shape now. We let it go till next day or the day after, and we discover that he has deteriorated a little bit from the state we did get him into. You see, we got him into a markedly improved state. All right, in this markedly improved state, we'll coast along for a little distance, and then we'll deteriorate somewhat. It doesn't go all the way south. So we pick him up and we do it some more. Well, this time we get him into pretty good shape. I didn't want to tell you all this in earlier lectures because I didn't think you should have all the bad news at once. But we do it some more with him. We find out that this time he emoted more rapidly, and he maybe got even more bombastic, but he came up to a point where he seemed to be higher than he was previously. This state will not deteriorate to the degree that the first one did. Now let's say we let him go a day or two, something like that. We find out that this tone that we have brought him to has deteriorated to the top tone that we reached in the first session. I mean, he's only come down that far. Well, we could do it again, couldn't we? But would you actually have to do it longer in order to produce the same result, or shorter? No, you would do it shorter. You wouldn't do it the same length of time, the same grind, because you are not trying to attain an end-all in this procedure. This is not a finished, final, ending procedure which fishes up all of the stuff in a case and throws it away. For this reason, now let's look at this very bluntly. A thetan who is exteriorized shows a great proclivity for going out and looking at a grain of sand. He will stay there and look at it for just hours. He will find more and more interesting things to see in this grain of sand. He doesn't have a tremendous thirst for randomity, because, mainly, he doesn't have any tremendous pressure in the business of living. His body might, but he's now separate, and he feels fine, and there's nobody going to bawl him out if he doesn't get up, or nobody's going to bawl him out if he doesn't wash his face. He hasn't got a face. He's in pretty good shape, so his pleasure is in studying something, looking at something, getting interested in life. The most relaxing experience that a preclear, who had, by the way, been utterly psychotic, had been completely raving mad, had ever had in his whole life, is when I got him exteriorized, which I did almost by mimicry. What I did was make him move back of his body as a body. You see, I got him to, he could get mock-ups. He was utterly mad, but he could get mock-ups. And I had him stand his body up against the door, you see, and then move back from his body standing up against the door, leaving a mock-up there. See, we did this several times. In other words, we had him stand at the door, have him put a mock-up exactly where he was as a body, you see, and then move out of the mock-up as a body. Did this two or three times. He said, well, I can move out of the body. Nothing much to that. So I got him exterior, right? Started chasing him around here and there. And he got out to, of all oceans, the Indian Ocean. Got out somewhere in the middle of the Indian Ocean. And he found out he had a lot of lines on him, one kind or another. He called them by various names. So he dropped these lines into the water to let them cool off. Well, his body was simply parked right there, you see, and I could stay in communication with him if I wanted to, but I asked him how he was getting along, and he said he was getting along fine. I asked him if he wanted me to do anything as an auditor, and he said no. He was doing all right as soon as he got these lines good and cool. he'd feel better about it. So I simply left him in one of my rooms and went on about my business. Didn't pay any more attention to it. And I expected, of course, that he would get up and go home sooner or later. He'd re-interiorize, something of this sort. It didn't matter to me. We had obviously broken his psychosis. And if he got along all right, he'd get along all right. But he was certainly in much saner condition than I'd ever seen anybody in. I was working at that time in a foreign country whose home secretary and I have a little bit of quarrel. He was real sane. And I left him there. That night after supper, it suddenly occurred to me, I wondered whether or not the fellow had taken his hat and so forth, because I just, you know, sort of looking around, I felt there was something a little bit vague here, and I looked out in the hall, and here was his hat. So I said, well, that's real peculiar. There's the fellow's hat. He's obviously left his hat. And I looked around a little further, and I said, by golly, he's left his mock up here, too. And I went upstairs and went in and talked to him. And he said, hello. I said, hello. What you doing? He said, well, I got him pretty cool now. This was 6 hours later. He had just stayed in one place for 6 hours, about a foot above the Indian Ocean, which was mighty calm at the moment, no sea running to amount to anything. And there he was, cooling off some lines. Wasn't even interested in his environment, see? As far as the body was concerned or anything like that, but he wasn't even looking hard at the Indian Ocean. He just set himself a job to do. Well, he felt real calm, and he felt real pleasant about the whole thing. I mean, well, I ran some working at that time. First time I was working with duplication. You saw it, by the way, in Six Steps to Better Beingness. Of course, the hard run that duplication was getting doesn't reflect in Six Steps to Better Beingness, but it could. You could just run Six Steps to Better Beingness duplication too, you know. One object and then another object and the first object and the other object. Well, you know, this fellow was in good communication, and he was able to stay in one place, and he was just able to just do fine, and he was trying to pick himself out of mountaintop, and so he could stay there for a while. He thought a couple centuries would be enough to kind of rest him up a little bit and, you know, let him think over the situation somewhat. And his measure of time was quite fabulous. His idea of being bored, it wasn't with him anymore because he'd, of course, licked the barriers. All boredom is, you see, is just the threat of a barrier. Pulled him back close to his body again. He reactivates the GE. Zoom. The GE starts to go into a flat spin, one way or the other. We found out that we had to audit his body just as such. This is a very early experimental process. We had to audit his body as such. Now, this was the condition. The preclear, as a thetan, wasn't crazy, but the body was. And every time he started pouring a little energy in the direction of that body, whatever ridges it had that would go into insanity would simply go insane. Now, he could control his body if he tried hard, but it meant that he had to approximate it. And we had quite a problem on our hands, and we did a lot of thinking this thing over. until we finally decided that it would be a very good thing to drill this body very arduously until whatever force it had in it that was kicking up would itself go into apathy. Well, we did just that. Went through apathy into controllability. What happens to a body when you run too much opening procedure on it, however? What happens? You're bringing the body upscale as a thetan. How long will it come upscale as a thetan? Until it's damned restless. Oh, there's our point. There's where your opening procedure collapses a little bit, where it comes back. Therefore, it isn't an end-all process, is it? You could actually, evidently, run opening procedure long enough on a body to finally exteriorize the body, GE, from the body. If you get that kind of a complexity. But however you run it, everything the body's been revolting against is liable to come to the surface immediately and intimately and abruptly. It's liable to be quite violent. What time the thetan quite ordinarily has the body in indifferent control. And the body, of course, runs up through these things, blasts through some of its ridges, and the thetan discovers that he can handle the body regardless of what it is doing, and that is what the thetan discovers. And that's why your opening procedure is effective. It is more effective with the thetan exteriorized than interiorized. Much more effective. But if we ran it long enough on the body itself, and if we addressed the body itself to run it, we would probably get some weird manifestation of some new thetan showing up or something weird happening. We wouldn't quite be prepared to say exactly what would happen. First place, it's not a possibility to audit this straight on the body. The body itself is an animal on a stimulus response level. It has some intelligence, but you start to drill that intelligence in any way, shape, or form, and it has to come up through too many strata. Well, so much for that. There's no reason to belabor the point. The main point I'm trying to make is, one, opening procedure is violent. Opening procedure by duplication is violent. Two, the condition attained after an hour and a half or so of opening procedure by duplication can be expected in the next day or so to deteriorate, but not to the level where the pre-clear's body was originally, and would have to be done again to that degree in order to pick up and stabilize the tone. Now, I've done it 3 sessions running, each one about 5 days apart. See, that is, say, 3 sessions. Run a session, then 5 days later run a session, then 5 days later run a session, and on the last session there was a stability attained simply by this process. But this is not an end-all process. This process gets the case into shape so the case will do a good job of following your instructions and will do a good job of communicating and picks up the communication tone of the individual. Therefore, the length of time you care to run this as an auditor is markedly shortened from the degree that you're running it now. If it was an end-all process, which itself went for broke, this would be the way you would run it. You would run it an hour and a half or something like that, or 2 hours. You would wait a day, 2 days, 3 days, something like that. You would run it for another hour or two, and you would go 3, 4 days, something on that sort, and you would run it again on the pre-clear for a half an hour or an hour. And you'd go a few more days, and you would run it again on the pre-clear for 15 minutes or a half an hour. And then you would have attained a stable state, and you would have improved his condition. Run in that fashion, it is an end-all process, but not run really in the fashion which you yourself intend to run it with procedure 30. It is quite a process, simply opening procedure by duplication, simply running this on a pre-clear, just as I've scheduled it there. We say we ran it 5 sessions on a pre-clear. The first session 2 hours long, the remaining sessions an hour long. we would attain more with the GE and the preclear than with many other processes, and we certainly would have put the preclear into excellent communication. Now, that would be a way to run it, and if you were going to run nothing but that, if you're going to handle a cycle, for instance, you would run nothing but that over that length of time. But this is the way you would run it. It isn't the kind of a process which you would do today and then say this preclear is now in good condition and will remain in good condition forevermore. He won't. It would be a process which you would run over a period of 2 or 3 weeks, giving overall auditing time during those 2 or 3 weeks maybe 6 or 7 hours. Maybe a couple of hours worth of it the first crack and then an hour per session on the remaining sessions. And you would have yourself a stable result. But let's look now at how it is combined in Procedure 30. It is in Procedure 30 to get the preclear out of his incipient explosion so that it won't get in your hair as an auditor. And just consider opening procedure by duplication, although it in itself is very therapeutic. Just consider opening procedure by duplication as something by which you, the auditor, are going to monitor the preclear so that he really will be able to do what you say. Now, if a case were to find it consistently difficult to communicate with you, if a case were consistently seeing everything black, if the case consistently was occluded and consistently twisted your orders and so forth, you would simply have to, you would have no other choice but to sit down and grind with opening procedure by duplication onto this case until he was actually out of the woods on it. Now, why do you say any lapse time is necessary between sessions? Well, actually, it isn't. I'm talking now about a professional practice. This is how you would schedule these things optimally. You would make just a little less progress by doing it a couple hours a day for 2 or 3 days. You would invest maybe 30% more auditing time because the case hadn't had a chance to settle out. But you would get there just in 2 or 3 days, a couple, 3 hours a day. I mean, the time period is not really necessary in there. But you can save some time for yourself in a professional practice by scheduling it over a period of 3-4 weeks, you see, and letting the fellow settle out. This gets him matched back against his environment and saves you time in the long run. He goes back into his environment, he gets re-stimulated. Then he comes back for an auditing session, and you do things to him, and he blows that. He goes into the environment again, and you actually, day by day, are getting another type of environment which you're running out of the preclear. It would be an end-all process if you did this. It would be an answer in itself, just opening procedure by duplication. That's all you do with preclear. Well, it's a fantastic process in the way it will blow a case. Now, not hanging any liabilities on anybody, but listen, if a case explodes or blows under this, get this, there is no other process known in Scientology which will break loose a covert communication line which is twisting a process. If a case blows, that means the case had a tendency to twist a process, you see, because he can't duplicate entirely. And so he was sliding out of your hands as an auditor. As long as he can slide out of your hands as an auditor, he then will alter a process every time that process gets him into going, which is too rough for him. And he's got to go through that rough going. And you won't be able to drive him through with a concept. So you have opening procedure by duplication standing there as the only thing known at this time which will push a case all the way through into a good communication and an ability to duplicate your auditing techniques. If you just did this for a little while with a case, you would still get an improved communication line. If you did it for many, many hours with a case on consecutive days or consecutive weeks, you would get a total improvement in communication on the part of the case. This is a certainty. But where your case blows, gets upset or excited, you can look at this fact that you must have invested, if you added to this case by other processes earlier, you must have invested a great deal of time trying to get the case to, quote, break through the sound barrier. Case didn't. Now, why does it require a little violence? One of the things that happens is the individual knows that he mustn't display any violence, and this technique brings him up to a point where he displays it, and he finds out nothing happened to him. So in itself, he has been permitted, you say, should realize, to act in a rather reactive fashion without the world caving in on him. This in itself gives him a tremendous confidence. Did you ever see somebody that got mad and then found out nobody objected and then was cocky evermore? An interesting thing. I met a dog one time. He was a good friend of another dog I knew. He had been pummeled around by his master about barking and so forth. And one day he went into a complete screaming rage. He was away from home. And he went into just this horrible rage at another dog. And he barked and growled, and there were a couple of guys standing on the pavement there. And he had put to rout a slightly larger dog. It's had really nothing to do with this. But he snapped and snarled, and after the other dog had gone away, he snapped and snarled at the picket fence and the lilac bushes and the porches and the people on the walk and so forth. And he was just having a fine time snapping and snarling, believe me. And these two guys standing on the street there, they took a look at him, and they laughed, and they said, he's really feeling his dog biscuits, isn't he? And they were sort of pleased with him, and everybody, because he was such a ferocious-looking dog all of a sudden. And this dog looked this environment over, and he decided he could get mad. He was never the same dog. Never was. For that time, he had walked with his tail never any higher. This is a tone scale on the dog, never any higher than horizontal. And after that, he sort of tickled the back of his head with it. Now, here's part, then, of opening procedure in any such process where your preclear actually can get mad. If you demonstrate to him that he mustn't get mad at you and mustn't get mad at your presence, you'll depress him. What you do, you see, is just let him go on getting mad. Let him go on getting into any state he wants to get into and keep on putting him through the process. Freeze him up in all directions. But opening procedure by duplication is used in procedure 30 to put the case into the best possible condition that you could get. Amen. In order to go on auditing him. Saves you an enormous amount of time. Now, the amount of time saved in this is probably in terms of scores of hours, if not hundreds. If you have a case that is hanging up, it may very well go right on hanging up unless you get as violent as opening procedure by duplication. And if the case is hanging up to any degree, why, your remedy, of course, is opening procedure by duplication. It has its own role. It is in itself its own therapy. But what you're trying to do as an auditor is blast him through places where he would hang up and which it might take you years to get him through entirely. So it isn't just a passing thought, this process. It seems to contain in it all those elements which go to make a case stable and therefore is quite important to the auditor. But if an auditor works this without expecting violence, if he works this without expecting that he's going to have an awful time, very few preclears, why, he's even more of an optimist than I am, which is impossible.
Okay.